USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis issuing an emergency declaration, even though Hurricane Dorian is still probably 3 days out from striking the Sunshine State. That's what most models say it will do, though people from Louisiana to Georgia are supposed to be on alert, as the track is not set in stone. A good example of that is, 24 hours ago, the storm was expected to hit Puerto Rico. It largely missed Puerto Rico, but ended up drenching the U.S. Virgin Islands with torrential rains and battering them with heavy winds.
I know this isn't the result we wanted.
Democratic U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand there from a video she posted online late yesterday telling supporters she's dropping out of the race for the White House.
But it's important to know when it's not your time and to know how you can best serve your community and country.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to AAA, saying the number of people killed by someone going through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. It's the highest death toll in 10 years and the fifth consecutive year that fatalities increased as a result of run red lights. Many continue to call for the White House to speak in support of so-called red flag gun laws. Vice President Mike Pence says the White House does support them, but believes they should be up to states to enact.
17 states in America have red flag laws today. There are four more states that are considering them. But I think as we look at this, proposals in Congress are designed to encourage states to adopt these laws.
He says the White House is serious, though, about strengthening background checks for gun buys. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Maryland man accused of planning an Islamic State-inspired attack is now facing more charges. Prosecutors say a federal grand jury has returned an indictment charging 28-year-old Rondell Henry with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. The Germantown, Maryland man had previously been charged with interstate transportation of a stolen vehicle. Henry was arrested in March after the feds say he planned to use a stolen U-Haul van to run down pedestrians at the National Harbor waterfront just outside Washington, D.C. A Michigan man is facing life in prison if convicted of killing his wife in 2014 by putting heroin in her cereal. 44-year-old Jason Harris arraigned after the Genesee County Medical Examiner's Office last week changed the cause of death for 36-year-old Christina Harris from an accidental overdose to homicide. The prosecutors say the woman's family and friends were baffled by the initial cause of death, saying they never knew her to use drugs. And comedian Leslie Jones is the new host of the rebooted game show Supermarket Sweep. She announced she's leaving Saturday Night Live after five seasons to pursue other projects. Supermarket Sweep originally aired from 1965 to 1967. It now is going to have contestants running around grocery stores again, filling their carts with items in hopes of having the most valuable cart. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.